Well, David, it's been an interesting process going back the last couple of weeks in this whole rattle-off situation. It's been very interesting for the fans with all the media that's available now to try to decipher what's been going on thousands and thousands of miles away. I can't imagine what it's been like for you.
Well, it certainly has been a complicated process, one of the most complicated I've been involved in. And again, there's lots of information out there, a lot of it that I'm sure is totally inaccurate, and I'm sure there's some of it that is true. But trying to filter through it all, it's been a complicated process. Again, this is mostly up to Radulov to get everything done. We made the offer for him to come back over here, and it was really up to him to get it all done. I mean, he had to deal with his contract with the KHL, I guess a buyout situation and anything moving forward. And I just imagine that he had a pretty difficult last 10 days or so to make this all happen.
You've been very patient through this whole process. I mean, it seems like time has flown, but I can think back to interview after interview each summer, it seems like, where you thought this day would come, but you just didn't know exactly when.
Well, that's exactly right. Again, I thought it would be sooner, but I really truly felt that Rad is one of the premier players in the league. A young kid that came over to North America as an 18-year-old to play in Quebec City, had to learn another language, French, to play junior hockey. He wanted to play in the National Hockey League. When he talks about top players, he's always talking about Malkin and Ovechkin, and he wants to be thought in the same aura as they are. So it was always a total surprise to me that they left to the KHL, and it's not a surprise to me today that he's come back. It just didn't happen as soon as I had thought. But as the saying goes, you know, it could be good, could be bad. Maybe at the end of the day, this is all worked out for the best. I mean, he comes back as an older, more mature player, more accomplishments. I mean, obviously being the scoring leader in the KHL for a couple of years in a row, being the MVP for a couple of years, winning a championship. I mean, I think we're getting more of a complete and finished product. So, again, not that I liked what happened 4 years ago, but the fact that he's back here today, and if the relationship continues after this year for somewhere down the road, I guess you can maybe be able to say someday it was all worth it.
And I guess that was something you were asked earlier today, and so was he, was just getting over the frustration on your part, letting his teammates down on his end. You know, he was feeling the tug of the new league and being a guy from Russia. But I guess because it's been 4 years, you're removed from that. You've kind of put that frustration and that bitterness aside.
Well, exactly. It was a contentious situation when it happened, because it's the first player that really ever was able to not have to honor his NHL contract and was allowed to play in another league. And since that time, the NHL and the KHL have made deals that they will respect each other's contracts. Well, that's all well and good, but the Radulov contract always stood on the outside. So, again, this brings up the situation where, as I understand it, there have been a lot of rival teams in the NHL from a competitive standpoint didn't think that Radulov should be allowed to come back. I understand what they're saying, but he was just a suspended player, and he was never in this agreement with the KHL and the NHL, because we never recognized the contract in the KHL. The NHL never recognized that contract, so he was all by himself. So this sort of takes away, a blemish for everybody that he's back here to fulfill his contract.
Now, you've actually talked to him a few times, seen him over this period of time. Some of the guys had not seen him in 4 years. I know I had, and I felt like I know him pretty well when he was here. But what was it like to see him now? I mean, he's an older guy, but he's still got that same personality that we got to know.
Well, you know, if you knew him from before and you met him again today, it was like you hadn't missed a beat, because he's got that big smile and he's got that infectious personality, and he's very passionate. I mean, here's a young guy that loves life and he loves hockey, and he talks about it all the time. And I mean, when he comes in, I mean, he comes in bouncing. I mean, he's got a lot of swagger going for him, and I think that's probably why he has success on the ice. So, I just seen a little interaction down in the dressing room here before they practiced today, and I don't think he's going to have any problem fitting into our team. I think he's going to bring a lot of pizzazz, a lot of personality to our team, and I think the guys that knew him from before, Shea Weber, Leahy, Erat, Suits, those guys, I think they're, because I've already talked to them, I think they're really happy he's back, not only as a player, but as a person. I think he's going to bring and make a contribution on the ice, and I think in our dressing room he's going to be fun to have on our team.
As you mentioned, and this got talked about a lot in the press conference, it's always a little bit difficult. When he's got an agent in North America, an agent in Russia, there's two leagues that would both like to have him playing. You mentioned you would like to continue this relationship. Have you even had the time to have parameters of the future, or are you just content with playing out the string at this point and then naturally having that progress?
Well, it's my hope that he's made this decision because he wants to come back to play in the National Hockey League and he wants to play for the Predators, and it's not just for this season. But having said that, that's his decision. I mean, he has a lot of leverage, flexibility, if he will. He could be a Group 2 free agent. He could go back to play in the KHL. I've made it clear to he and his agent that it would be our goal and our hope that he's here to stay and would like to enter into a longer-term arrangement. But I'm not putting any time limit to that or any pressure on that. I'm just making that known, and when they want to get back to me to discuss that, we'll be happy to discuss that.
And that's always been your intention, correct? I mean, even the day that he left, you guys were getting to the point where you could actually have that discussion. But if I remember correctly, that was an issue when he first sprung this on you. It wasn't at a point in the CBA that you could actually have discussions of lengthening his contract.
No, and again, until he, as I say, until he got over here and until we saw the whites of his eyes, as Barry Trotz would say, I mean, I don't think you could get into that. But it's pretty clear what our position is and what our hope is. And you know, I've talked to him and said he's a top player. He's going to be an important player for whatever we do in the regular season and whatever success we have in the playoffs. We've been a competitive team in the last few years, but we want to be a team that competes and wins the Stanley Cup, and we need him if we're going to do that. So I was pretty clear in telling him that we would like him to be here.
When it started to look like this was really going to have a chance of happening here over these last 3-4 weeks, when his team started to be on the brink of elimination, that sort of thing, how much were you actually having discussions, or were you just sort of sitting back like all of us and just watching the results and saying, did you have any middle of the night discussions when it's, you know, middle of the day over there and it's 2 or 3 in the morning here? You look like you're a little tired.
It was a long night last night, but no, I mean, I just discussed it with his North American agent here, and he did all the work and the, I guess you'd call the late night calls with Rad. But like I say, there was a lot of things that he had to get done to make this happen. We just made the offer to him, and he had to get all of the paperwork and whatever else he had to do to get there. But the fact that he's here shows me that he wants to be here. That shows me there's a commitment, and we'll just have to I think we have to take what you're given, and let's see what happens. I mean, are we going to win in the playoffs, or are we not going to win? I mean, is Rad going to make a contribution or not? I mean, this is what's going to be fun about this whole playoff stretch and the playoffs. I mean, I'm really excited about our team and the chances what we have here.
Well, it's fun to have him back for sure. As you mentioned, he's an interesting character, and he's a lot of fun to watch for the fans for sure. So we're looking forward to Saturday night when he's back here, and then first things first, we'll see what happens in Pittsburgh on Thursday.
Well, let's keep your fingers crossed, because I think we got a lot of things going right for the Predators, and hopefully we can get the right line combinations, defense pairs, and we can start to gel, because I really feel this could be anybody's year, and if it could be anybody's year, why can't it be the Preds?